30 or so adults are shuffling into a conference room at the Museum of Science and History Saturday morning. They're pouring coffee as they wait for the St. John's River Symposium to begin. Author and self-described Springs advocate Rick Kilby is taking the older crowd back to a simpler time, when Kilby says the springs surrounding the St. John's River were as clear as the memories he has of summer swimming trips. Since then, he says Florida's been too successful at attracting new residents.
Most of our drinking water comes, about 80% comes from the aquifer. And as we withdraw more and more, we reach that point where the aquifer starts to drop, and that affects the springs.
But none of this is really new information for the adults in the room. Most of them have been around long enough to see the water change firsthand. But for their children and grandchildren, the museum is helping bring them up to speed.
Almost ready, guys.
I want to tell you guys about the rules. Take a little bit of
Everyone,
hand.
Say, hey, Miss Heather.
Hey, Miss Heather.
Mosh educators Ethan Southworth and Heather Reynolds are corralling kids around the museum's touch tank. It's a self-contained ecosystem that doubles as a petting zoo for animals found in and around the river. Reynolds says seeing the animals up close helps when kids spot them in the wild later.
One of the things that people don't understand sometimes, the anemones are actually live animals that can move around. And so this is to give people a little more awareness as to what they might see out there.
The St. John's River Keepers Outreach Director, Shannon Blankenship, agrees. Experiences like these ensure children will grow up wanting to conserve their ecosystem.
One of the things that we did with kids today is we put how many gallons of water it takes to produce several different items that we're going to be having for lunch today.
Come here, please.
Teresa Siegel and her three kids, Silas, Ollie, and
I'm Penelope,
are gathering in the museum's ballroom for lunch. Siegel says the experience has been eye-opening for her.
I'm an educator too, and one of the things I want to do with 6th through 12th graders at our school is to educate them because I think it's vitally important.
Siegel says she's returning to her classroom with an even greater sense of urgency. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.